Yeah, from yesterday evening, Paul Reid, CEO of the HSE, St James's Hospital Dublin have zero inpatients today, the first time since March 2020. A special shout out to clinical nurse manager Bernie Waterhouse. Bernie and her team deserve huge credit, as does everyone there. Well, Bernie is on the line, so we can say thank you to her in person. How are you doing, Bernie?
Good, thank you, Ray.
Thank you. So you ran the COVID ward in St James's.
Yeah, so I was moved from a surgical ward in April of 2020. COVID started with the inpatients in March of 2020, and I moved here in April 2020, and I've been here since. Apart from 6 weeks, I went back to my own area last summer when we closed the COVID ward, but otherwise I've been here for the majority of COVID, yeah.
Okay. What's it like to say, you know, that St James's has no COVID patients?
Oh, it's amazing. It's fantastic, and it's a great step in the right direction and proof that the vaccination really works.
Yeah.
You know, and our numbers have really come down, because January and February of this year particularly were extremely tough. They were, we had like 4 wards opened and a lot of patients in ICU. So each ward would have 30 patients. So we had over 100 patients at any one time for January. In fact, well, it started at the end of December, so December, January, February, March even. And then we closed this ward to COVID patients very briefly for 4 days in April, then reopened it just for a small number of patients.
Yes.
But yeah.
As a clinical nurse manager, you know, even the title there, there's a lot going on in your job description.
Yeah.
You know, because you're doing the nursing part of it, but you're also doing the managing part of it, which I would imagine was a huge challenge during COVID. Because how do you keep people motivated? How do you make sure that people are coping?
Yeah, it's really difficult, particularly in the first phase when, like, we didn't know what we were treating per se, you know, and a lot of staff got infected. You know, a lot of staff were out, and some of those staff are still out to this day, you know. So that was really challenging, and like some staff did leave as a result of, you know, the psychological impacts of COVID, you know, that they couldn't really take it. But it's difficult to motivate staff, but we've got a phenomenal team here, you know, and we work really well with our medical and allied health colleagues really, really well, you know, and we became much stronger as a team, you know, and like myself and my colleague, who would be a clinical nurse manager one, we were here the whole time to support them apart from the weekends, you know, so hopefully that kind of stuck to us, you know, and we just muddled through, and we got through it, and actually we provided really excellent care, I thought.
And Bernie, you know, the rest of us felt a little bit useless, you know, and that all we could do was, you know, clap for you and do various things like that.
That was good too.
I know, but I'm wondering, did that help, you know?
Definitely.
Did you feel that? Did you feel the encouragement and the appreciation from the rest of us?
100%, yeah. And particularly, you know, like everybody else, really, by sticking to the guidelines, that was really helpful, you know, because it did reduce the amount of transmission, because you saw back in January when, like, on one day, like, we had 10,000 cases.
Yeah.
Like, and obviously it did start to decrease down then, you know, with people adhering to the guidelines, and that was really important to do.
A lot was said about how we don't appreciate people like you enough. And the state doesn't appreciate you, you're not paid enough. Do you think things will change? Or was that all just paying lip service?
Yeah, like I think this pandemic has been really good for nursing, because I think it's become really respected, you know, and the fact of, like, we had a COVID team, a medical team on our ward the whole time working alongside with us, you know, and I think a lot of the hierarchical thing went between kind of medical and nursing.
Yeah, and so doctors and nurses,
And I thought that was really nice, because we were all working on a par, you know, and like to provide the best care for patients. You know,
Do you think it'll have a long-lasting effect?
I think so, because I think we've learned so much, you know, and Yeah, I think nursing is really, really respected, and like we do provide.
I suppose that needs to be reflected in salaries.
Yes, true.
Yeah.
You know, but maybe with time that will change. But like it's slowly changing with the fact that like we now have safer staffing on wards. You know,
you have which staffing? Sorry.
So like. As part of the strike agreement a couple of years ago, the nursing strike, there was that they would staff wards appropriately for the patient needs.
Yes.
You know, and that's slowly coming in now. You know, and by the end of the year, they certainly hope that most wards will have that. As far as I'm aware.
Have you met Paul Reid, or were you surprised?
Yeah, you have.
So you've met him. Yeah.
Yeah. So I gave a talk in January.
Yeah.
At the HSE briefing, just about our COVID experience. You know, so I met him then.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, it's very nice.
Yeah. And were you surprised? Did he sort of say, "I'm going to tweet about you," or were you surprised?
I was surprised yesterday. Yeah, because he did ring when he heard that
you're down to zero.
With no patients.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, so he did. And then he sent a really nice text. So it was lovely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was really nice to be appreciated. It was really particularly nice for our nurses who have done so much. Like, they've cancelled their leave. Like, a lot of them are living with parents who are maybe, you know, a little
vulnerable.
Bit older.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, they've been living in their bedroom for 5-6 months,
right.
You know, and, like, not having any kind of social interactions outside of work whatsoever. So,
well, like, it goes without saying, but I'm going to say it anyway, that you know that we all appreciate what you did for all of us over the last year and a bit. And I hope that it has a long-term knock-on effect for, you know, I'm going to say the plight of nurses, just the working condition of nurses.
Yeah, I think it will, you know, and I know I can only speak for my area, but I think it's one of the best things we've ever done.
Great.
You know, and we've learned so much from it. And our patients are here for 2 weeks. You know, and we get to know them really well. We get to know their families, like, over the phone or by video calls, those kinds of things, you know. But we learned so much from the first phase where we didn't know how to treat this virus to the second phase where we were treating them and sending much more patients home, you know. And
it's a good news day.
Oh, yeah, it's really good. Yeah.
Clinical Nurse Manager Bernie Waterhouse, thanks so much.
Thank you.
See you. Bye.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.